Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. And we've got Larry with us tonight on the mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Hanging in there.
Well, good. Why don't we start with the Glazerson? I think it's Glazerson. Bible codes, you know, he's kind of an expert on Bible codes, and I have not seen them. I couldn't understand it on YouTube, but I guess you made some notes. Let's start with that one, because that does have some news that people should know about. What have you got on that?
Well, I'll tell people that I'm not sure I copied it accurately, because English, particularly, other than, in other words, the writing was all in Hebrew, and I couldn't understand him well. But there's eight terms that I thought he was saying, and it's Glazerson's new, it's called Iran Threat in the Codes. He posted April the 20th, and number one, Iran. Number two, threat to wipe out Israel. Number three, Messiah. Number four, temple. Number five, completion of seven seals. Number six, Torah. Number seven, Israel. Number eight, repentance.
Wow. Okay, so Iran threat would be kind of the headline. So then we got the word Iran. Do we have the word threat?
Yeah,
how does
threat
that tie
out
into
Israel.
Messiah? Is that the Antichrist? Because the temple tied together.
Well, if you look at the other code that I could find all the data on, it seems to link the time frame with the Messiah, the threat to wipe out Israel, with the Messiah and the temple and the completion of seven seals. And Israel
so,
and repentance.
So in Israel must repent, right? Is that what you're... So that would refer back to the time of Jacob's trouble, because that is their repentant time, right? Or am I misreading that?
Well, you know, with a lot of the codes, you've got the words, but you don't know how to put them together, how to fit them together. And I'm not sure the way this reads, that this isn't, it's like a clock, if you will, or a scenario of words that give you a time frame to look at.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Now, is it seven seals? Does that mean the seven seals are over? Do you think? How is it worded again?
Well, the way I read this, it's almost like these words all occur in a time frame that we've entered into, probably from the pivot point forward, I would think. But let me read you this other one. It'll put it more in perspective, okay?
Okay.
Okay, there's another one, and I know it's accurate, there's actually three of them, but this is the second one. There's nine terms in this one, and this is done by Glazerson. And number one, to the people of all nations. Number two, 5778. We know that time frame's what Israel's in right now. Number three, Messiah. Number four, the doctrine of God. Number five, repentance. Number six, Mattiyahu. That's Glazerson's first name. Number seven, codes are true. Number eight, Richard Shaw. Number seven, son of Jesse. Number eight, Eliyahu. Number nine, will be shown. So basically what that seems to be saying, Stuart, is at a time frame which seems that the codes all linked to 5778, it's talking about the codes and a time of repentance involving the Messiah, and it says, to the people of all nations will be shown the codes are true. And it's got Richard Shaw and Glazerson, and their names are in there, and it's based on Genesis. Now, another way you could say that is they did what they called the Whitsum code in Genesis. A guy named Whitsum actually did it, and then Glazerson ran it, and he and Rick put it together. Mm-hmm. And I'll read those terms. It's, again, about the same thing. It says, code are true, Richard, Shaw, Matayahu, Eliyahu, will be shown to the people of all nations. Code is distributed. Messiah, son of Jesse, repentance, 5778, the doctrine of God.
Huh. That's interesting that repentance keeps showing up, because modern Christian doctrine has discarded repentance. They call it a legalism or a work. And they will have nothing to do with repentance. And if it's applying to, so the call is going out, I guess, to better re-examine the Word of God, because that's in there as well, doctrine of the Lord. So they're ignoring the doctrine, which is something we've been screaming about for the last, 25, 30 years. The Christian is ignoring the full gospel. They've picked out what they want, and they've discarded the rest. As for Israel, they have to enter in the time of Daniel's 70th week, and some claim that is also the time of Jacob's trouble. And they have to atone for their sins. And you know what's interesting is in the book of Enoch, and I don't have it in front of me, where it says the people did not realize they had to repent. And so the Lord was gracious and compassionate towards them. Now, I took that to mean tribulational saints that have to be beheaded, which is kind of, how do I word this? And it's interesting to me that this is tied back to Genesis, and that's where they found it. Because in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, you more or less find out that the humanity fell. And because they're a fallen creature. Now, I know a lot of people think that fallen angels or demons are the fallen ones. Well, so is in humanity, fallen ones. And they just don't realize it or don't want to admit it. And therefore, if you go into Genesis also, it says, in the day you eat thereof, you shall die. Spiritual death occurred. And a lot of people poke fun at that because in the day you eat thereof, it says you shall surely die. And they'll all point out, well, Adam didn't die and Eve didn't die. So therefore, that's a false statement. Well, actually, they did in a day, because a day back then was over 1,000 years, I think. So, they did die, and they died physically as well. This is fascinating stuff. So the call is, and the temple's in there too. That's kind of interesting. That the Israel's gonna first, the embassy moves, and I think they're celebrating that May 14th. As the our calendar date for the 70 years of Israel. They've already celebrated it, I guess, because of their calendar, which is different than ours. So first the embassy, then it's obvious what's going to happen. The temple's going to be built, which is probably why Cyrus and Trump are on that coin that's dealing with the temple and a temple mount. So if people can't see these signs, Larry, I don't know. They must be totally blind, all this stuff going on. And how do you ignore it? And if it's saying these are true and mankind's going to find it around the globe that they are true, And I think Richard Shaw is involved in that as well, because he's the one that's putting out a lot of this stuff. So we got the time frame as well. And as you just said, we're in that pivot. 2017, 2018 is a big pivot. Wow. Interesting. Any other comment you got on that? Or anything you've heard?
That's very interesting. And this is the first time, 5778, that I'm aware that the word repentance has started showing up in the Torah codes with Messiah. So what a time frame that puts us in. It puts us after the pivot, the cosmic sign we talked about, and it puts us in the time frame that we're in now. And really, there is a pivot. It's pivoting towards the Middle East or towards Jerusalem,
Israel,
if you will.
Yeah. And Jerusalem shall become a cup of trembling for the entire world. They'll also find that in Jeremiah 50 or 51. I don't have it in front of me. Where Israel is there, which people hate Israel. They don't probably know why, other than it's a troublemaker. But it's part of the overall plan of the Lord. Israel is there to bring down the nations of the world, and it's going to do it. And the more they fight against it, the more trouble they're going to be in. So, yeah, this is fascinating. Anything else on the Bible codes? I know it kind of fits in, doesn't it, with Barry's codes. He had one, too, I think, which was, I can't remember how that was orientated. Do you remember his latest one? I know he updated it. I got it now.
I found it.
Yep, okay. War, Army, Curry, Israel, USA, Russian, Persia, Poison, and Truman. So the Truman carrier and its group are already in the Mediterranean. They must have moved awful fast. They must have been under full power to get there that fast. Because I had heard it was going to be like a month before they got there. They're already there with all their attendant. And didn't you say something about Russia has moved in two missile destroyers?
Yeah, I posted that today. Two Russian guided missile warships are moving towards Syria, and they're both capable of land, air, and sea battles.
Boy. And are they moving in? So they're in the Mediterranean as well, I'm assuming? Bad word.
Well, they're between the Balkans and the Med, somewhere in that region, probably crossing that Bosphorus Strait or whatever you call it at Turkey, going through there. But that's going to put, there were 11 or 12 Russian ships already in the Med, so that's going to add to what they already had there.
Yeah, this thing is building. U.S. supplies, a headline, U.S. supplies weapons to Kurdish militants free of charge, according to Erdogan. So the building up is continuing. The troop movements are continuing. The amassing of the navies are continuing. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it, whether we are close to Dr. Doom's scenario, where the Lord evidently intervenes with something and sends all of our powerful navies on the run back home, which kind of ties in to Isaiah chapter 17, that remote viewing that he did essentially does dovetail right into Isaiah 17, where the ships all gather and then they're all scattered. The Lord says he's going to scatter them. Isn't that interesting? Because Dr. Doom doesn't really pay much attention to the Bible, although I think he's a Christian, at least in name, right?
Yeah, I think so. You don't hear much of his work. He doesn't mix it together.
No. Syrian fighter jets strike militant positions near capital of Damascus. We're watching Damascus become a ruinous heap right in front of our eyes. And evidently there's a final coup d'etat that totally destroys it. Any more news coming out of that area?
Not a lot. There is, by the way, seems to be, there's a striking report. I was trying to find it here. talking about, well, for one thing, you know, Russia has some ships have arrived at Tartus, and they've been unloading military equipment and tanks. And
Under smoke screen, yeah.
and at the same time, Iran is really pushing, moving troops down into Syria, and they're moving towards the Golan, and actually yesterday, I guess it is now, there was mortar fire that was striking the Israeli Golan, and of course Israel took out the Syrian area there that was doing that. But then there was, what's interesting is the fact that Russia now has warned, you know, they've come off with a warning, warning Israel not to strike its S-300 missile battery groups in Syria. So this thing keeps just a little bit at a time ramping up more and more.
Yeah, here's a couple headlines. Israel pulls fighter jets from drills in Alaska amid tensions with Iran. In other words, they're sending them home or already have. IDF confirms that the Air Force adjusted its participation in light of their situational assessment. So they really are under the gun, aren't they? They must figure out that this is coming very, very rapidly.
Well, it seems to be coming to a head quickly. Quicker than some have thought. And as you remember, I told you that Augusto Perez in prayer was really concerned that it wasn't Russia and China and the U.S. he was concerned about. He says, because if Syria and Iran, Syria and Iran and Israel get into it, they'll pull the other ones into the battle. And,
yes.
You know,
well,
we're
we'll
watching this more and more ramp up all at the same time.
Yeah, because Russia or Putin must have, in fact, I'm sure he does, have treaties with Syria, Iran, and probably Turkey even, which we know from prophecy must go under totally Russian control. And here's another headline. We are closing in upon a trigger event that could unleash total pandemonium in America, as a deep state warns massive terror attack is coming. Now, we've talked about how the CIA operates, and they might do something themselves, like an EMP attack or a major event, because it doesn't seem like anything's working to arouse the American people too much, so they're just going to keep escalating it. But it says here that on April 18th, it was reported, interesting number, that more than 600 pounds of explosive were stolen in Pennsylvania, and that Iranian sleeper cells were suspected to have carried out the theft. That sounds an awful lot like Oklahoma City. Remember how all that went down?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, Hannity had posted yesterday a number of Muslim camps have been located, and you should see them. I saw some of the images. They look like war camps. They don't look like housing projects. They look like tents with warriors.
Yeah, there's about, the last time I looked, there were about 35 of these Islamic camps in the United States. The FBI has known about it for a long time, and nothing is being done about it, which obviously we know now they're enemies of the United States. They should be rounded up and shut down immediately, but nothing like that is going on. And it makes you wonder why that is. It's kind of like your discovery of those railroad derailers. And you were more or less told to shut up and mind your own business. And it makes you wonder exactly what is Homeland Security involved in, and exactly who are the targeted enemies of Homeland Security, especially when they buy millions and millions of rounds of ammunition that are hollow point, something that is totally outlawed by the military, but they're people killers. They rip you apart when they go through you. And it makes you wonder what all is going on, or at least some people might wonder what's going on. However, the Bible's pretty clear about what's going on in the United States, especially the borders being opened. God says, I'm going to fill you with aliens, with strangers, who, when the signal is given, are going to rise up and cause great mischief and try to overturn the United States. So we're going to be attacked from within, and we're going to be attacked from without. And America goes down with a big, big thud. And it's all because, basically, that the American people have fallen asleep. And I guess, according to prophecy, I don't know how you read it, but I certainly read it that there is no real wake-up call to do this until it's too late. What do you think?
Well, I've been watching the news for some time now and hoping that Americans would become Americans again, and I've decided that America has a death wish.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's correct. It's not anything they're conscious of, but, you know, they're working hard just to maintain a living if they can, and most of them can't. They've maxed out all their credit cards. Bankruptcy filings are way, way up and are going to climb drastically with the new rise in interest rates. So, yeah, we're heading down the old pike, and there's no way we can turn it around. And the scripture says we can't turn it around, so I guess that's where it is. Here's another headline, kind of interesting, like your comment. Russian state media produces a video showing the White House, Washington, D.C. nuclear explosion. Is that a warning or what?
Well, Stuart, I don't think we heed any warnings anymore. Leadership in America quit doing that a long time ago.
Yeah, we've become blind and arrogant, I guess. Here's another one. North Korea's nuclear announcement is clearly a publicity stunt, U.S. lawmakers say. Lawmakers across the aisle on Sunday described North Korea's announcement that it would halt nuclear tests and missile launches as essentially a publicity stunt. There are no signs whatever that dictator Kim, the whiz kid, has changed his spots at all. I would have to agree with that. I think it's a trap, like I've always thought. What do you
think? That's, I was listening to some of the experts today, and they were all saying that he's given all this up too easy, that this can't be real, that this is not how he is.
Yeah, and I think Trump made a kind of walk back a little bit on a tweet about possibly that Kimmy the Whiz Kid was being a little bit, how do we say, slippery. Anyway, 9 dead, 16 injured. As a Muslim savage thanks Canadians by running them down in his van. Have you heard any? What's the latest on that? Is that about the right number?
Yeah, I think there was 9 dead and 17 or something injured, maybe 19. I'm not sure. Yeah, but they're not letting much out about that. You know, this is one of the things that is troublesome, is the fact that all the Western powers are trying to be so politically correct, we can't even warn anybody with straight words.
Yeah. Well, it ought to teach America a lesson. They, you know, these people in Canada welcomed these people in there, and they're going to find out the hard way that they shouldn't have done that, and America definitely should have been obedient to the Lord. None of this would be happening. What's happened to Tucker Carlson? I don't know if he's going to be on tonight, but they're saying that he kind of got reprimanded or kind of disappeared. They got a timeline here. It's kind of interesting. April 10th, his most important monologue ever, lying about Syria, the government was. April 11th, Carson and Greenwald blast Meteor for headlong rush to war. The 12th. Again, demolishes case for attacking Syria. 13th, Tucker Carlson blasts Syria bombing again. April 17th, does the same thing. April 18th, or 17th and then the 18th, why would Assad do that? And then all of a sudden, he was gone, and he stopped using his Twitter for about, I guess he's still not using it. Do you suppose he got reprimanded?
Well, it's very possible. You know, Fox is becoming pretty politically incorrect, and a lot of those that just tell it like it is or really have their own opinions or train of thought, you know, they stay in trouble a lot. But he's back tonight. I just watched him on another TV earlier. He's there.
Mm-hmm.
But about the only one lately is One America News. And it's odd that nobody seems to be able to find them, you know. And Dish won't let them on, but they really carry some pretty good reports. That they've been covering the Syria deal really good.
Yeah, it's obvious this was a false flag, and probably the CIA was involved in it, according to the Bible anyway. If you go into Habakkuk, however you want to pronounce it, you're going to find that mighty Babylon, and that's who it's referring to, is the one that stirs up all the trouble around the world, and it gives a warning that those that you made trouble with are going to make trouble for you. So at the end, and I think this is what we're starting to watch, that the world is not accepting what we do now. And this is going to end badly for the United States. And the only hope every American has is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other hope. And if you're putting your hope in Donald Trump, you can forget that. There's no hope there. There might be a delay there, but there's no hope. And the Bible's very, very clear, folks. Do not put your trust in man. You have to put all your trust in the Lord. And people just are not doing that. They're looking for a way out all the time. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're all going to get sucked in to a war, and nobody wins. Any more news on this lawsuit that has occurred against the DNC launched against Trump and Assad and all that?
Not a lot, but you don't want to forget the situation in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what's interesting, over the weekend, there were some scattered reports coming in from media out of Saudi Arabia that there were explosions and gunfire outside the royal palace in Riyadh. And at the same time, there was a missile fired out of Yemen that the Saudis shot down. And but then something went a little wacky, and they began a news blackout in Saudi Arabia, especially Riyadh, the capital. And there were some media reports that something had happened and that they had rushed the Saudi king to a nearby air base for security purposes. And no one seems to have heard from the Salman, the
prince,
crown prince, at all. And now there's a massive blackout in Saudi Arabia and absolutely no news coming out at all. So,
well, that Las
Vegas.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was another report too that, you know, none of this you can confirm, but it's from the media in that region. They said that Saudi Arabia shot down a drone that was by the royal palace also, and so whether it was a spying event, a possible assassination attempt, or all of the above, we don't know. But something's going on in Saudi Arabia, and they have shut it down there.
Okay, well, we know that the Vegas shootings had to do with trying to assassinate the crown prince and Salman. So maybe they attempted again, and it's kind of ominous that they're a total blackout. We'll have to wait and see, I guess, what's happened. And anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And, boy, I tell you what, things are, although they're quiet, a lot of stuff is actually going on all over, and it's too bad that the American media is just not telling the truth to the American people, and I doubt they ever will. They've forgotten what truth is. Anyway, folks, heads up and take care of yourselves, and we'll see you either Wednesday or Friday, depending on schedules, and hope everything goes well for the next few days. Pray always that you be counted worthy to stand before the Son of Man. Anyway, good night, folks.